Okay. All right, guys, let's do a little quick learning about the women's VIP section of the Beis HaMikdash. Moshe Feinstein writes that this is the definite source for a women's section in our modern shuls, going back for about 2,000 years now. And this is how it used to be in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. Remember the Rambam, when he talks about the Beis HaMikdash, as a rule, he doesn't talk about the first Beis HaMikdash. As a rule, he doesn't talk about the Mishkan. He doesn't talk about Mishkan Shiloh. We know some things about those structures, but he doesn't talk about it. He only talks about the second Beis HaMikdash because the second Beis HaMikdash was built in the image of Ezekiel's vision, which described the way the third Beis HaMikdash would look. And because that was the case, this is actually relevant. This is what we call Negeah LaHalacha. So the way we understand the second Beis HaMikdash functioned or was built, that tells us about how the third Beis HaMikdash will be. That's why it's halacha, that's why it's relevant, that's why it's meaningful, that's why Rambam talks about it. So we're in the fifth chapter of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, and the Rambam here begins to talk to us about a second area, an additional area. In the first Beis HaMikdash, this additional area did not exist. The Beis HaMikdash only was comprised of a structure and a single courtyard around it, much like the scrimmage of the Mishkan and the way the Mishkan was in the time of Shiloh. In the second Beis HaMikdash, analyzing the verses of Ezekiel, they could clearly see that there's supposed to be an additional courtyard built. And so they built that additional courtyard, and it became known as the Ezrat Nashim, quite literally the women's section. This was the female VIP section. Lefnei HaAzara, in the front of the Azara, this is on the east side. So the Kotel is on the west side, just so you have your bearings. And underneath that was something called the Tyropian Valley, beneath where the Kotel Plaza is today. The east side was called the Kidron Valley. Across on the east, we have Har HaZeitim, Har HaMishka, Mount of Olives, Mount Scopus, and so on and so forth. So towards the eastern side, the eastern plateau of the Har HaBayit, an additional courtyard was added. And this additional courtyard, which was built in the time of the second Beit HaMikdash, although not the way it's described in Ezekiel, in the third Beit HaMikdash, will be a much, much larger, and it'll actually be more encompassing. It'll encompass the Heichal on both sides. It's not only going to be in front of the Azara, but it's going to be on the sides as well. But this was much smaller. And in the time of the second Beit HaMikdash, it was a square. Ha'isa'oirach mea v'shleishim v'chamish al mea reichav mea v'shleishim v'chamish, 135 cubits by 135 cubits. This is sometimes also called the chatzar hachitzona, the outer courtyard. Sometimes it's referred to as chatzar hachadash, the new courtyard, because the first Beis HaMikdash didn't have one. This was the addition. This was the new chatzar. And colloquially speaking, in the vast majority of rabbinic literature that we have and study today, for example, like the Rambam, it's almost exclusively referred to as Ezrat Nashim, as the woman's section. But the Rambam does not talk about why it's called the woman's section. He just says that's the name, that's what it was called. In fact, there are a number of different opinions as to why it was called. According to Rashi, this is where the woman prayed during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. The men were in the Azara itself, in an area called Ezrat Yisrael, or the Israelite section, and the women were in Ezrat Nashim. Well, Ezrat Nashim seems very, very large, except we're soon going to find out that there were quadrants, and tomorrow we'll talk about what those quadrants are for. So the Rambam says that in addition to in this space of 135 cubits by 135 cubits, which is surrounded by very, very thick and formidable walls, five cubits thick. Cubit is 18 inches. Five cubits thick, the walls around it, according to some of the rabbinic writing that we have. So the area, that the hollow area inside is 135 by 135. However, the Rambam also tells us, Arba l'shakes hayu b'arba miktzayseha. There were four chambers kind of sequestered off on all four corners. All four corners were walled off. And the area was Arboim Ama, 40 amot by 40 amot. There is an opinion that was 40 by 30, but according to most opinions, and the Rambam holds it was 40 by 40, a square of 40 by 40 cubits. But lehayu mekoyres, they were not covered. And from the fact that they were not covered, this is important, as the Rambam adds here, it makes his point. V'chein hein asidin lihiyot. These chambers will not have a roof. They will be roofless or open-air chambers. Now, the Woman's courtyard, according to Rashi, was the place where the women were during the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. Tosfos vehemently disputes this. He says the woman would enter into the Azara for when offerings were brought on their behalf. However, afterwards, they would separate from the men and they would pray in the area called Ezrat Nashim. So there was actually two sections that were separated by 15 steps and a significant wall in between. The men and women did not see each other as a rule. They prayed in totally different areas. Only the men's section was much higher, because the Azara is raised 15 steps up. And the steps are, each one is half a cubit high. So what would happen is, and a cubit deep, what would happen is, they would look up, they would be able to see the actual Heichel. I don't know if they saw the men, but they saw the Heichel, they saw the Mizbeach, they were able to see everything that was going on because it was on a platform, just like the men were able to see what was going on because they were on the same plateau. But we can imagine, the way it seems, the men and women did not see each other as a rule in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the woman's courtyard had four doors that entered into it. There was a door in the east, all the way in the east. This is called Shar HaTachten, the lower gate. As we learned about, the upper gate was called Shar HaElyon, and that's called Shar Nikanor. That's a special story that goes behind it. We learned about it on Shabbat. Shar HaTachten, the lower gate, was the entrance on the eastern side. There was an entrance on the north side and on the south side, in between the quadrants. There were entrances. And we'll soon find out these entrances were sometimes blocked. During the festivals, the entrances would close. And then there was, of course, the entrance to go into the Azara, which is already Shar HaElyon on top of those 15 steps. That's what we learned about. That's Shar HaNikanor. That's the Shar HaElyon, or the upper gate. The doors of the Ezras Nashim, as a rule, were all gold-plated. And that's the story of the Ezras Nashim. That's the story of the Ezras Nashim. We do have two other doors in the Ezras Nashim, but they don't go anywhere. They don't take you outside in the facade of what we would call the Azara. The Azara is a raised section, significantly raised up, 15 steps going up, at least 10 amot higher. So there were two doors along those walls, and those doors entered into chambers, underground, subterranean chambers. That's where the Levites would store their musical instruments, and there's the choir, according to some opinions, would also practice there. They would have like this, you know, basement. I guess they had good acoustics in there. And that's where some of the practice would go. But that wasn't a door that entered outside. Those were doors in the Ezrat Nashim, but they entered into a chamber, an underground chamber underneath the Azara, but they were not actually an exit from which they could leave. And in the next class of Bezrat Hashem, we'll find out what did they do in these quadrants, these four chambers that were sequestered off, what happened. And the same chambers that were used in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash were also used in the time, will be used Bezrat Hashem, in the time of the third Beis HaMikdash, but they'll be larger. And the whole area of Ezrat Nashim is going to be larger. And that's a little snippet about the women's courtyard of the second and Bezrat Hashem, the third Beis HaMikdash, may be rebuilt speedily and in our days. Amen. You gotta press that blue button so we can say goodbye.